83 degrees and mostly sunny in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. A data center proposed setting up shop near the Nashville Zoo. Now the zoo is asking the city officials to fight back. A few weeks ago, the Nashville Business Journal found that an Atlanta-based company was working to build a 70,000-square-foot facility in the area. Since then, Nashville Metro Council members submitted a proposal to regulate AI centers. That's because there are no rules on the book specific to that industry. A separate proposal would put a moratorium on data centers until regulations are adopted. The Nashville Zoo's CEO, Rick Schwartz, emailed the council calling the proposed data center a, quote, direct threat. That is according to records obtained by the Nashville Business Journal. He further wrote that the development, quote, would be located mere yards from some of our most vulnerable animals, including clouded leopards, our signature conservation species. More broadly, he raised concerns about water pressure, power demand, noise, light pollution, and other unforeseen impacts to zoo staff and visitors. The FIFA World Cup starts next week. The Japanese men's national team chose Nashville as its base camp city, meaning they will eat, sleep, and train here for the entirety of their World Cup run. Nashville was not even on FIFA's list of approved base camp cities. Japan went off book for the pick after getting a pitch from Masami Tyson, a Japanese native who is also Mayor Freddie O'Connell's chief of staff.
I also went to Tokyo. I carved out half a day, kind of did a hard pitch, and answered any questions that board members had, so I'm sure that was helpful. In fact, they told me that was really helpful.
The team, Samurai Blue, is in FIFA's top 20 teams in the World Cup. You can hear the full story by music and culture reporter Justin Barney at WPLN.org or on the NPR app. You'll find all other news at WPLN.org, too.